Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we are talking about being reasonable. That is to say, what are the reasons that people give you to justify the things that come out of their mouth? We're really talking about negotiation. And as an example, this week we received an offer on a property. In fact, we received multiple offers. And one of those offers we had received in the past, in fact, over the last 6 months, the same potential buyer had come to us with what I consider to be a lowball offer. Now, that's my story, not theirs. They probably think they were giving us a fair offer. We went back to that buyer this week and we said, you know, we're in a multiple offer scenario. Can you please give us your highest and best? And they came back and said, well, you know, since our last offer, interest rates have gone up. So therefore, we're going to have to lower our offer by $50,000, as if to imply because the cost of ownership was higher, the value of the property had gone down. And they used that to justify their lower offer. How often do we encounter situations where people give us reasons for whatever it is that they're saying? Oh, things are on sale this week. Why? Because it's Black Friday, or it's President's Day, or it's Boxing Week. Well, says who? Why would that affect the price? It doesn't make any sense. If you really sit back and think about it, these reasons are completely arbitrary. They're made up. They're made out of thin air. It's not like the cost of that product to the supplier went down because it was Boxing Day or because it was Black Friday. It cost them exactly the same. They made an arbitrary decision, and we as consumers often buy it hook, line, and sinker, and we accept those reasons. So I want you to think about this. When someone gives you a reason, ask yourself a very simple question. Says who? If it's an underlying law of nature that's going to be violated, then fine, maybe that reason is valid. But if the reason is arbitrary, maybe, just maybe, the reason is something that the other party is using to gain negotiating leverage over you and nothing more. And if you are in a negotiation, whether it's a negotiation over a piece of real estate or buying a new pair of shoes, you're in a negotiation. And in that negotiation, it's important to maintain your own negotiating leverage. This leads to a second negotiating technique, something called anchoring. This happens when the other party anchors an idea in your head. So for example, you go to the store, the salesman says, you know, this Armani suit is normally $2,000. That's the list price, but it's your lucky day. It's on sale this week for $1,300. And you say, wow, what a deal. Wait a minute. Who said it was worth $2,000? They did. Is it really worth $2,000? Who knows? Is it even worth $1,300? Who knows? The idea of anchoring that value, that notion of value in your mind, came from them. This is starting to feel a little bit like manipulation. You probably have encountered this at the car dealership where the dealer says, you know, I really like you, so I'm going to go to bat with my manager and get you an even better price. Well, again, that's manipulation. What's the reason? Well, because I like you. No, they don't. They're just interested in getting a sale, period, full stop. Ask yourself the question, whenever you get a reason, says who? And negotiation's a fact of life, something that we deal with day in, day out. Think about it deliberately, and as you're thinking about your negotiations, go out, make some great things happen, have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.